Changes in sexual performance are more common than most people realize, and support doesn't need to feel awkward. With MedExpress, everything happens privately online. Start by completing a short consultation reviewed by UK-registered clinicians. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly to your home, with ongoing support whenever you need it. You're not alone in this. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to learn more.
Right, home from work. Walk the dog. Kids are back. Mom! Up the stairs for something. Ugh, back down. No idea what I went up for.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Chop. Sizzle. Done. HelloFresh can't slow life down, but it makes bringing everyone together around the table a whole lot easier. So it's phones down, forks up. HelloFresh, bring back dinner time.
Hello. Hey, it's Herbert. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
So we are at the Pinnacle in Nashville, Tennessee. We got the Kill Tony Band. Jelly Roll is trying to make a surprise entrance. We got Tony Hinchcliffe, David Lucas, Chelsea Lynn, Jeremiah Watkins, Crystal from Trailer Tales. Sold out. It's, I think, the second show only here, or third show at the Pinnacle. Zach Brown Band's been here. 2,500. Gonna be wild. Part of the Nashville Comedy Festival. We did Kill Tony last night at the Bridgestone Arena. They got one more week of shows here, but this is gonna be a big one, man. A lot of people, a lot of friends and homies, and KT people are coming just to hang out. It's gonna be just a big family hang. Show's gonna be a banger. It's nice to have so many shows under our belt leading up to a show like this, because, you know, we just feel dialed in, and it'll be a lot of just support, good energy in the room, and that's just always the best.
My name is Adam Ray. I'm from Seattle, but I've lived in Los Angeles for the past 25 years. Grinding away in the entertainment business, I've been lucky enough to be in movies, TV shows, and stages all over the world doing stand-up comedy. During the pandemic, I, like many, felt lost and needed to get creative to fill my boredom. One of those outlets was doing lost episodes of Dr. Phil. I'd seen the show on TV and felt like he'd be a fun guy to parody.
Boy, a bored story.
The pandemic ended, thankfully, and I thought, hey, why not try this out in front of a live audience every month at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles with my comedian friends as guests and a beautiful mix of stand-up, improv, conversations, and bits that gained so much popularity, we took the Dr. Phil live show on the road across the U.S., filling 3,000 to 5,000 seat theaters with rabid fans, all in the name of fun. It truly was one of the most insane and incredible experiences of my life. And we filmed the behind the scenes of this wild ride so we could look back on what was the Dr. Phil live tour. Enjoy.
Where you at? Let's go. How you guys feeling?
Great, how are you?
Good. Got a lot of people here.
Paper, can you make sure this is exactly the right order? Because this is what everyone has in their hands.
Hi, bro.
Online.
Yep. Yep.
Let's go.
Yep. Yeah, and I just told the band that may or may not do the musical therapy with Jelly. That's what if I do then.
Yeah.
Commercial break proposal,
the
Tony.
Doing enough. You don't
yep.
have questions. It's going yep. hard enough. You don't want to be, you don't want to yep. come in like,
yep.
oh,
yep.
Yeah. 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 There's burr on the outside.
Oh, I got one.
Got one?
Yeah.
Me.
What up, Steve?
What up, Adam?
You want to run through it?
Yes, sir.
Wow, what a Already. Fucking venue.
Okay, so the venue's great.
Either way,
we're working on lights. It's a brand new venue, so they still program it.
Okay.
But
I don't get too crazy.
I've gone through it all, so it should be good. They're doing all the intros, like you said. I got some game music.
Game music, yeah, they're doing, yeah. So
Because we had the light issue, I'm still working on some of the pictures, but they're good. They're
fine. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then I have Jelly Roll ready, so we're all set.
I'm praying that they make. I'm trying not to think about it.
I know.
Because I'm going to do the improvised crowd work regardless. This.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll be back there.
And
thanks, Steve. Are you ready?
We can do a run through, but do you want to do band stuff first?
Oh yeah.
Was there a hip-hop thing like, or a rap thing you said? When was that?
See, that guy playing drums? He's invading.
So he might.
He might have
just, I'm praying to God to make it, man. They're just having a shit time getting out of Austin right now. They were supposed to, like, come back. So they were in the air. They were going to land last night, and then there was that issue with the plane. So they turned around and went back. So it wasn't even weather.
All the way back to Texas?
To Austin. They could have apparently landed 90 minutes from here and driven, which I fucking wish they did. But so now they're just trying to get out of Austin because they have to get to London in the morning. So, but they need. But it sounds like they have to get here because he needs to get all like his shit together before he goes to London.
Yeah.
So then it's just a matter of how much time he has, and if they get in, and he has to go right to the airport, and they can't even come through. So. Show will be great regardless.
Yeah.
I just really fucking want him to come.
Yeah.
It'll just be fucking incredible. Even if, and I told him, I just said, dude, even if you pop in and pop out, like, that's worth it. But
for sure.
Can't control it, man.
Get him out of here, dude.
What are you working on?
It's none of your business.
Where are we?
It's Carlos's birthday, so I'm trying to figure out what time we're going to bring out the cake to surprise him.
Whose birthday?
Carlos.
Carlos is?
The saxophone player.
This will make or break the show. It really will. If I miss it, it's fucking, it's a bad omen.
One more time, real quick?
Yeah, one more time.
Fucking noise on the first Sunday in April.
What's up, Martin?
Frank's here.
It's coming, man.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Got the, I don't know if there's two different balconies you can watch the show side stage.
Oh,
just that way. There's one in that green room and then one, I think, all the way at that end.
Okay. We'll head down to one.
They're both like, cool balcony, like Muppet seats on the side.
Oh, well, I've got my head cold, so worked out for me.
Bringing motherfuckers right now. A lot of fun
that. How are you feeling about tonight?
I'm a little nervous.
Why?
Lights.
It's always lighting guy, right?
The lighting guy. Every time.
He's not strong tonight?
If it's being recorded, I love him. He's the best. We just won. It's an easy show, but what we need is precision sometimes to really make the intros hit. And it's not a hard show.
So sounds like you got to learn how to run a lighting board.
Huh?
Sounds like you got to learn how to do the lighting board in every show.
I know how to do lighting boards.
Yeah, well.
But they don't let me touch it.
Oh.
Union!
And then we'll do another fun little game.
Oh yeah, I love
it. Like, I can't wait. I think it's called like, do white people do that? And then if we put pictures up on the screen, they're like AI, and then we'll just riff on them.
I love it.
Yeah, and then it's gonna be awesome.
And that's Adolf Hitler. He made the Volkswagen. I know him.
So now, what would be the this is a white person move? It's to play Monopoly, right? Have you ever played Monopoly?
Nah, because you got to go to jail. I don't fuck with that.
Next picture, Steven. Next picture.
I don't do that.
Okay, now this looks like...
Oh, hell yeah. That nigga talking back? Shit on adopted a Mexican. Yeah, that's real. Yeah, that's real right there. White people love to adopt other niggas' kids. That's very true. And she let that nigga get away with all that. She tell that nigga he got to cut the grass. And he's like, no! Yeah, that's real. That's real right there.
Hey, guys. Adam Ray here. And can I get real for a second? Thank you so much. Look, I checked my bank account last month, and I realized I was basically in a committed relationship with takeout food, like emotionally and financially. Every night, you know, I'll just order something and suddenly I'm eating pad thai at 11:45, wondering, who am I? Enter Home Chef. I gotta tell you, this has been a game changer for me and my wife. Home Chef makes cooking simple. That's all you want. They send fresh ingredients right to your door with recipes that are actually easy to follow and meals that taste legit. Too legit to quit, nope, to eat. And it's not just pretty good for something I made. I'm talking, dude, did I just become Wolfgang Puck overnight? I've made everything from steak dishes to pasta that felt restaurant level. And the best part is there's no stress, no long grocery list, no complicated prep. And the cleanup is super manageable, and that's the best. That's half the battle, is cleaning up all the crap. And it fits your schedule. Some nights I've got 30 minutes before shows or no time, and I need something right there in front of me. I need someone to put it in front of me and tell me to eat it. That's what she said. And they've got options for all of it. There's 30 meals to choose from per week, over 30, in fact. So you're not stuck eating the same thing over and over. People love it. It's rated number one for quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. Customers save on an average $86 a month. That's insane. On groceries. Could have used that during my takeout era. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 50% off and free shipping for your first box, plus free dessert for life. Holy hell. Go to homechef.com/ALN. That's homechef.com/ALN for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. That's insane. Sign up, do it, feel good, feel better. Homechef.com/ALN. Must be an active subscriber to receive free.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. And look, when you start something new and everyone around you acts supportive, but you can tell that they're also thinking, all right, well, it's, you know, he usually bails and craps out and becomes a disappointment to his family and gets written out of the will. You know, we've all been there, all right? And that was definitely me when I started doing stand-up and eventually this podcast. There's so much that goes into building something from the ground up. You're figuring out branding, websites, merch, tickets, content, and suddenly you're wearing like 15 different hats at once. Honestly, if I had something like Shopify back then, would have been a game changer. Because Shopify is basically the business partner you wish you had from day one. They power millions of businesses around the world and make running things feel way less overwhelming. You can build a beautiful online store with ready-to-use templates, use AI tools to help write product descriptions and improve photos, and even create email and social campaigns without needing a huge marketing team behind you. The best part is everything's in one place. Inventory, payments, analytics, shipping, all streamlined. You can spend less time juggling tabs and more time actually growing your biz. Start your business today with the industry's best business partner, Shopify, and start hearing. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/aboutlastnight. That's shopify.com/aboutlastnight. Shopify.com/aboutlastnight.
Dessert.
Oh, I thought I was going to be finally on a night without seeing this kisser.
I gave you a break last night. I didn't come by.
Jesus Christ, he has my whole goddamn day.
he told you, didn't he?
It really hurts when you're looking at it. Jesus fucking Christ, how much do I have to pay these people?
How's it going?
You guys feeling good?
Oh yeah, you feeling good?
Yes, I'm real good.
Hell yeah.
Good.
Good.
Oh shit, let's go.
Dr. Phil, how are you,
brother?
Sir?
Good. See you guys out there.
Is Jelly Roll here?
His security's here, which is a good sign that hopefully he's coming. I'm going to have an aneurysm.
What are you worried about?
What am I worried about? I'm actually not worried about anything. It's just too many things too last second right now, which is stressful. But we got this. We got...
There he is.
Greg, so doing this. You guys are such fucking legends.
We're excited.
How you doing?
Good. Nice to meet you.
Nice
we're
to meet
excited.
You.
Oh, doing this.
Paige, oh, thank God. You.
Here, got a hug.
It's hug. Brother's got a hug.
It's my sister Maggie.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
So I'll bring you out first. It's trailer. Trash Tammy, right?
Yep.
And then you guys know you'll be like fighting at some point.
Yep.
And then that'll be Jeremiah knows when to come in, kind of when I start talking about Daryl being in prison.
Yep.
And all that. And then he'll interrupt us. Right. And then you guys will come up and then we'll all chit chat for a bit and then got some fan questions for all three of you. They're always fun. They're like always from kids, but they're always filthy fucked up questions that I read. You know, like, is you know, can you was Daryl, did he drop the soap? Because he wanted to or because he had to? Allison Johnson, you know, Mount Juliet, Tennessee, you know, 9 years old, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we'll do I want to do a game. It's like the best, your best trailer tale.
We got
you know?
It.
And then there's each of them play a sad song. And you got that story. And then Gerald ended with the one that leads to the banging of the spirit. And then I'll cut him off and then beat him down and then end of the show.
We got it.
Yeah.
Where's Daryl tonight?
I left him at home.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, he's been in and out of jail, if my memory serves me right.
He is in and out of jail. He, nothing serious. He, like petty theft. He steals lawnmowers. He looks in people's windows.
Well, who has? That's a regular Tuesday in the McGraw household.
Yeah. Yeah. But, he's in and out of jail a lot, but he's not a violent guy. He's a gentle giant.
Well, prison will really shape you up and ship you out, right? Did he have a cool prison nickname?
Well, he never goes to prison. It's always county. There's a big difference.
There is, yeah.
There's a huge difference. I would never be married to a man that was in and out of prison. Okay, county jail, I can accept.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about dropping the soap? Would he ever drop the soap for shits and giggles?
Well, I think he does. If I get to do...
Sorry, what's going on?
Hey, where's the fucking seat?
Hey, oh my God. Hey, sure, sir, sure, turn the house lights on, Seth.
Oh, my God.
The fuck's going on? What the fuck? Oh, we got a couple of white trash homies, huh? Look at this. Chris,
yo,
Tammy, who
I'm
the
sorry,
fuck is
I'm
that?
I'm sorry. That's my cousin Crystal and my friend Dave. Y'all are fucking embarrassing me. The show started over an hour ago.
You can't find your seat? Well, why don't you just fucking quit wasting time and come up on stage? Ladies and gentlemen, make it loud for Crystal and Dave Gunther. Come up on stage. Come on, I'm sorry. No, it's fine. They brought some McDonald's for the family. Come on up. Jesus Christ, look at that fucking mullet. You subscribe to that? Greasy.
Greasy as fuck.
Greasy and white. That's Arkansas written all over it.
Oh, God.
Look familiar, Cody? Has that got some oomph or whatever the fuck you said? Keep it going for Dave Gunther and Crystal, ladies and gentlemen. Go put that chair right next to Tammy. Yeah, bring your Diet Cokes and your fentanyl fingertips over here, Dave. Jesus Christ.
Have a drink.
Thanks, brother. Great to see you.
Great to see you.
Hi, Adam. What's your name?
Karen.
Karen, nice to meet you. Have a blast out there. Hi. Adam.
Amy. Got him out of
Let's go.
What's up, motherfucker?
You trying to make me cry before my show? Bro,
hold me for a second, dude.
I love you, baby.
I can't even tell you, like, what a way to make an entrance, dude.
Oh, stop it, dude.
I love you, brother.
Bro.
Big night, dude. This is the newest venue in the city. This is like That's a big deal. I hadn't even played it yet. It's my first time here. I'm like fucking super.
So I'm popping your cherry here.
You're popping my cherry.
Okay.
You might do shit. Yeah.
Bust it open.
This place is fucking.
We're gonna raw dog this motherfucker.
If this is the green room, it's a great fucking.
Bro, it's wild. There's a ping pong table.
Yeah.
I asked for it, so
I'm
thank
so
God. You know, no, I did definitely. Yeah. There's like balconies on each side of like, like this green room has a little Muppet balcony that you can watch side stage.
No way.
Like 10 little like Lincoln seats, you know.
No fucking way.
And then every.
Yeah. You love the comparison.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah. What's that dog? you guys hard out at like what 8:30? I think we plan on right. Eight. Yeah.
What
8:40,
time?
Latest, what? Give me whatever it is and I'll have you.
What time? I don't know.
8:30, great, let's do that. So you'll be, we'll be on stage.
I'm flying to London.
Yeah.
Wild. I got turned around on the plane last night. Right, just had a wild night.
Thank you for making this
time. Dude, I wasn't gonna miss it.
Well, I would understand.
I'd already had to miss two Kill Tony, so I was like, fuck, I'm not missing Dr.
I love you. So what's gonna happen is I'll go out, start of the show, and then, we almost ready, yeah? And then I'll do the quick little monologue, then I'll do a little bit of crowd work. And then I'll be like, you guys ready to get this show going? They're like, yeah, you guys ready to start this motherfucking show? Yeah. Boom, lights out, montage video, fucking that starts off, everyone's like, what the fuck? Then it slowly reveals that it's fucking, it's a cool ass highlight video of you that's like 25 seconds, oh, ending on like Jelly Roll and his name. Lights come on, I'm looking around like this, and then that's your cue to walk out. So at the end of that video, Jack will make sure Jelly's down there side stage, right? I mean, it'll be about in 10 minutes.
This is the first ever Dr. Phil Live in Nashville, Tennessee. We got a fucking banger of a show for you. It's gonna be, are you guys ready to get this show going?
Huh? That's motherfucking Jelly Roll if you know what's good for you. Keep it going one more time for Nashville's own.
What's up, motherfuckers?
Holy shit.
Hold on, hold on. I got family here. I didn't get the hug. I love you. The Kill Tony Band is in the house. John Dees, it's
best
me,
musicians
baby.
On planet Earth.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? Love y'all, baby.
We got every flavor of person in this band. I love it.
Beautiful.
Jelly, good to see you. I mean, and good to see you. I mean, you're
You know what we say in the South? It's better to be seen than to be viewed.
Feels like a beginning to a racist riddle, but yeah, okay. I love me a good poem.
What's been the biggest challenge tonight?
Everything. And, but we're here.
It's a pretty small show so far.
It's the most time-sensitive one that we've, like, pulled off, like, easily. Just last minute.
And rush right here to the goddamn pinnacle for Dr. Phil Live. You want to talk about a friend? Yeah. Well, you're here, but you're
And I'm
not.
Leaving here tonight. I'm going to London for the first time.
Oh, shit. Okay. You never been?
No, they wouldn't let me until today.
Oh, shit. Well,
I'm going to speak at Oxford.
You fancy motherfucker. Oxford, that's a college for Jews. Who goes there? I've never heard of it. It sounds like a fancy British school, yeah?
I thought it was a clothing brand, but it's a really popular university.
It does sound like a dollar store version of Banana Republic. On. Are you high as fuck or do you have an eye condition?
No comment.
Huh?
No comment.
Oh shit, are you blind?
No. Oh.
That's exactly what a blind guy would say. That's what a blind guy would say. Jelly roll, have you ever met a lying blind guy? Is to your right.
My wife.
How long has she been your wife?
3 years.
Is she the love of your life?
Yes.
What is your name?
Jenna.
And Jenna, what combination of drugs are you on? Cause it took you a couple minutes to name your name in the song. Okay, just a silent thumbs up. She's fucked up. Yeah. She's fucked up. Everybody. She's fucked up. Say it with us. She's fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, Adam's got to be thrilled for that happen.
Dude, I mean, Adam was literally walking down when he walked in. I was like, here we go.
Yeah. They just had the car running.
Yeah, they're literally waiting right now. And then I think Tony's about to come up.
Hi.
Hey, Tony.
You guys ready to keep the show moving?
Wow, dude. Fucking incredible night, man. Dr. Phil, Adam Ray, fuck all the gimmicky shit for a second. I love you, dude. I'm so proud of what you built. You deserve this. This is awesome to see that many thousands of people out here rallying for you on a fucking Sunday night, dog. This is, I can't wait to see, dude. You're going to arenas, brother. Congratulations.
You guys, your next guest on the Dr. Phil Live Show is one of my favorite people in the world. You may know him as one of the biggest touring comics working right now. You might have seen him on podcasts like Burtcast, Your Mom's House, Two Bears, One Cave, The Joe Rogan Experience. He's selling out arenas across the country on his world comedy tour. And of course, you might know him from his Netflix special or maybe the Tom Brady roast. You might also know him as the host of the number one live podcast in the world. You know what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, keep it going for Youngstown, Ohio's own Tony Hinton! We'll be right back. Tony Hinchcliffe, ladies and gentlemen. Only one man can enter a sold-out Pinnacle like that. That last jump kick was embarrassing. Holy shit. Oh, no, here we go. Tony, you're gonna make me shit my pants. Tony, you can take a seat. Pull that chair a little closer, baby. I want to talk to you. Guys, one more time for my buddy Tony Hinchcliffe, huh?
God, I love Nashville, Tennessee.
It's so goddamn fun, isn't it? It's so goddamn fun.
I love it, especially since we got those two pigs from Arkansas out of here, you know what I mean?
Have you been? Well, here we go.
Clean, good here.
Kelly killed it, dude.
I know, I saw.
He's already, he left the second he
really
touched the exit of the stage.
Yeah. Damn.
I know.
I like doing accents. I'm not good at them, but what's your favorite voice? Well, we can move on. What is there some?
It's when Princess Leia saves Han Solo from Jabba's palace.
Let's see what that would sound like.
You are temporarily blinded. You have been frozen in carbonite.
It's really hard to do. Can I be honest? I did not know you had that locked in the chamber. If I were to, does Tony Hinchcliffe have a Star Wars impression? It was not on my bingo card in 2020. Was that fucking Grover from Sesame Street? Who was that? Was that Grover seeing Jelly Roll's dick for the first time?
Star Wars impression.
Oh, it's Yoda.
I'm sorry.
Retarded you are. We'll keep her out here. Tony Hinchcliffe, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited that he's here. I know you are, too. Did you guys have a good time at the first ever Back to Phil Live and not the last, baby? Make some noise for everybody you saw tonight's show. Jelly Roll! David Lucas! Tony Hinchcliffe!
The band Unreal.
Dude, so cool.
Unreal.
It was one of those things that
Tony was awesome. David was awesome. Dude,
everyone cried. That was awesome.
Woo! Nashville, unreal. Unreal. I love you guys. One of the best shows we've done.
Fucking legends, man. I gotta go do this meet and greet, but I appreciate you guys' help, man.
That's a 101.
This crowd has been fully lined up in the last 25 minutes.
Wow. Fucking crazy.
Dude, I love you. I just said I can't. It's a blessing and a curse because now I'm like, oh, fuck. I have like 10 more shows without you guys, and I'm like so bummed.
You guys gonna take a big group picture?
Yeah.
Eddie, help you. Get over here, yeah?
I know you're bald now, but that happens to a lot of people.
It does happen to the best of us.
I get it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Great show.
All smile.
Great show.
I love you guys. Thank you for being here. I'm not going to rush you along, so just be patient, but thanks for waiting.
Yeah, book you, Dad. Josh, what do you always tell me on Facebook?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, okay, Joe, watch your fucking language, bitch. Lego my ego, stop, drop, and roll, and if you're confused and alone in the shower, shave your head, your back, your pussy, and your crack. We'll be
right back.
Okay, happy early Kwanzaa.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the love, dude.
Yes.
I got you.
Hey.
Middle finger one. Ahead. Middle finger. Throw the bird.
Middle finger.
We did it!
I got you. Woo!
Nashville.
More like Smashville. Let's get out of here.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. And look, when you start something new and everyone around you acts supportive, but you can tell that they're also thinking, all right, well, that's, you know, he usually bails and craps out and becomes a disappointment to his family and gets written out of the will. You know, we've all been there, all right? And that was definitely me when I started doing stand-up and eventually this podcast. There's so much that goes into building something from the ground up. You're figuring out branding, websites, merch, tickets, content, and suddenly you're wearing like 15 different hats at once. Honestly, if I had something like Shopify back then, it would have been a game changer. Because Shopify is basically the business partner you wish you had from day one. They power millions of businesses around the world and make running things feel way less overwhelming. You can build a beautiful online store with ready-to-use templates. Use AI tools to help write product descriptions and improve photos and even create email and social campaigns without needing a huge marketing team behind you. The best part is everything's in one place. Inventory, payments, analytics, shipping, all streamlined so you can spend less time juggling tabs and more time actually growing your biz. Start your business today with the industry's best business partner, Shopify, and start hearing... Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/aboutlastnight. That's shopify.com/aboutlastnight. Shopify.com/aboutlastnight.